One of the most powerful movies I've ever seen is something that came out several years ago. It's called The Hurt Locker. The story is about a military bomb squad in Iraq, men who have to find, identify, and defuse explosives. As the movie goes on, it shows how many days they have left in the platoon's time. They are literally counting the days, hoping that they can somehow survive and go home. At the end of the movie, though, one of those men goes back. He had lived those days in dread, but he had become addicted to the danger and the stress, and he wanted more of it. He was willing to risk his life in a desperate attempt to feel more alive. As human beings, our instinct is to want more. In some cases, more of something that is dangerous to us, even deadly. Accomplishment and risk make us feel alive and important, but they don't fill us. We always want to go back for more. We have today this story from the Gospel in which these Sadducees are questioning Jesus and trying to catch him in something. It's just these lame questions, and you can see that Jesus is just frustrated with these people for asking this kind of question. This is not what matters. These people saw their religious expression, their practice, as an end, as the thing that they needed to do to be with God. And so they asked these limited, legalistic questions instead of considering following Jesus' teaching, which would require transformation and challenge, not accomplishment or bravado. They wanted to know about how can we use these rules to make us feel filled. Unfortunately, as human beings, even when we get more, even when we get everything that we can get through human power and initiative, it is not enough. We just keep getting more of the things that will never fill us. And we whet our appetite even further. Like the soldier who survives the danger and then volunteers to go right back to working with those explosives, we go right back to wanting more of the things that threaten to kill our souls. The theologian Karl Rahner has written about this human way of trying to fill the need for God with human earthly things. And he wrote this wonderful quote. He said, "In the torment of the insufficiency of everything attainable, we come to understand that here in this life, all symphonies remain unfinished." He is saying that anything we ourselves can get is not enough. It's not going to fill us. That longing that we feel, that we keep trying to fill with more of whatever we seek, is not a longing for more of this world. It is a longing for God. And so, we're always busy. We're never full. We're never at peace. We're constantly hungry and wonder why nothing fills us. And I speak of a physical hunger, which results not from our having too few of the things we're seeking. It is a profound spiritual hunger, because we need God in order to be complete. We are tormented by the insufficiency of everything attainable. If we can get it on our own, it will not be enough. Jesus hopes in his teaching that we can begin to identify this craving that we have as a longing for God. God wants us to be filled. God wants us to be at peace, to be without want. But only God can fill that want. God is what we have wanted all along. We cannot name what we crave. We crave completion and fullness and restoration of the relationship between God and human beings. Jesus tries to teach us that here, as Rahner says, the symphony must remain unfinished. We want more of it, whatever it is we've been seeking, but more of it is never enough. And when all of us are completely with God, it is left behind. When we reach the end of human existence, not in terms of the final things, but in terms of the end, the goal, we are reunited with God completely. And when we do that, whether it is at the end of a human life or in a moment during this human life, gone is the feeling of emptiness, because we have God filling us where we've been trying to fill ourselves. The end, the goal of total union with God is here. We can stop trying to find our worth in all of these hurt blockers that we keep investigating. We can stop being addicted to the things that threaten at every moment to kill our souls. Finally, God will be with us when we realize that is what we want. God will be with us. And when we know that and trust that, we will no longer have to sacrifice life or risk our lives to feel alive. We will no longer be tormented by the insufficiency of everything attainable. Amen. Amen.